Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Okay, so the big story that you're going to be hearing about this morning is obviously COVID-19, but the angle that you're going to be hearing much more about is this thing of the virus clusters, because according to the latest figures that were released yesterday evening, nursing homes have been hit by 17 clusters of the coronavirus, and it's leaving several vulnerable elderly residents severely ill from the infection. According to the front of the Irish Independent this morning, there's another 16 clusters where groups of connected people are infected as well. They've broken out in hospitals, according to the new analysis of the spread of the infection. And now, as a result of that, the Health Minister is going to meet with officials today from those involved in the nursing home sector to try and arrange for new measures to tackle COVID-19 in nursing homes. On the front of the Irish Examiner as well this morning, Tadhg Daly, who's the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, is to meet with Simon Harris today. According to the Examiner, they're looking for financial aid from the government in an effort to try to help the troubled sector and more supplies of emergency equipment as well. Also on that angle too, likely that there could be maybe perhaps some further measures to come in the nursing home sector. We'll keep you updated following that meeting between Tadhg Daly, the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, and Simon Harris later today as well. We'll keep you posted if there's any further developments. The other element of this story this morning that people are going to be talking about, it's the number of people now in intensive care. Just looking at some of the figures from over the weekend, a little bit of analysis yesterday. This is figures from the HSE's, their Health Protection Surveillance Centre. So their latest figures, for instance, go up to midnight on Thursday. That's when we would have had 67 people admitted to intensive care units across the country. Interesting to look at the breakdown of the figures. There were more people aged 45 to 54 have been admitted to ICU with COVID-19 than in the older 55 to 64 year age group. Now, yes, the 65 plus group records the highest number of ICU admissions, but also people being admitted to ICU in the 5 years to 14 age group, also in the 23 to early 30s, and again in the early 30s to mid 40s. And I just think it's important that the message goes out that the intensive care units aren't just for the elderly. And that comes to bear when you look at the HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre's figures. Also, that's what's concerning medics, because there were 8 patients in intensive care, 88 I should say, as of yesterday, which is now 7 times higher, for instance, than we would have had 10 days ago. When you look at the figures, we now have 88 patients in intensive care units across the country. The other angle too on the coronavirus story in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning is commentary from Dr. Paddy Mallon, who's a consultant at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin and also a professor of microbial diseases at UCD. He says the government should consider closing the country's borders to prevent any new coronavirus infections coming into the state. He's one of the leading experts in infectious disease. And he's quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning saying that we've got our own outbreak here in this country that we are trying to extinguish. But the big threat now is new infections coming in. And he said that we should be looking seriously over the next week at protecting our borders and stopping new infections coming in, because it'll give us the ability to control the infections that we have here at the moment. And that warning comes as the figures again yesterday continued to rise, over 200 more cases, plus a further 10 fatalities as well. And that angle is the front page of the Irish Times this morning. We want to hear from you today. Do you agree with the commentary from Dr. Paddy Mallon? Should we be closing the borders to prevent any further cases coming in? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also on the front of the Examiner as well today, just worth noting, they're leading with the surge that's now underway. And of course, this is the surge in the number of people being admitted to the intensive care units, but also a figure that was worth pointing out from over the weekend, the possible peak of cases. Some medics believe between the 10th to the 14th of April, so in about 2 weeks' time. We'll have more coming up, though, on that here on the programme at around 20 past six this morning. Just a couple of other stories, though, worth flagging with you as well on the COVID-19 pandemic. Front page of the Irish Times this morning. There's a new published document out which illustrates how the outbreak may put the healthcare system under extreme pressure, and in that context offers what they describe as an ethical framework for making difficult decisions decisions about the allocation of scarce resources. The government advised now medical workers that they face the possibility of serious morale and emotional distress due to the difficult choices that they may be forced to make during the COVID-19 pandemic. There's more on that report inside the Irish Times and also plenty of analysis as well. Also inside the Irish Times too this morning is a new prototype ventilator, the work near completion. This is Kevin O'Sullivan, the paper's environment and science editor, writing this morning that a team of engineers and specialists in medical devices gathered in Galway, they're now finalising a prototype of an emergency ventilator for use in treating critically ill people with COVID-19. They hope that the so-called battlefield ventilator will help to ease a likely surge in demand for these life-saving devices in the country and yet also be capable of manufacturing all over the world also. Also, again, commentary from Drew Harris inside the Garda Commissioner inside the Irish Times as well this morning. This is in relation to the new regulations brought in over the course of the weekend. People deliberately contravening the new regulations. You can be arrested and prosecuted. That's according to Drew Harris. But on the second day of these new measures, so that would have been, for instance, yesterday, Sunday, restricting people to their homes in a bid to limit the spread of the virus, he said the new rules had been very well received by members of the public to date. But also, just worth pointing out, for people who are travelling, for instance, more than 2 kilometres from their home for whatever reasons, they should have some form of evidence with them to explain why they are out and about. This could include maybe perhaps an appointment card if you're going for a medical appointment, or a text confirming a medical appointment, among some of the examples that he highlighted inside the Irish Times this morning. Also in the Examiner today, school workers could be redeployed. This is school staff available to work during the crisis, maybe temporarily reassigned under plans to redeploy civil and public servants, and with schools set to remain closed until at least late April, staff not currently involved in the tuition of students may be temporarily reassigned to other critical posts. And this follows a recent circular from the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform that's asking each department in the civil and public service to identify staff for temporary transfers. More inside page 4 of the Irish Examiner this morning. To some of the other stories out there today, well, if there's any good news to take from the COVID-19 pandemic, on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, the lockdown has led now to an unprecedented drop in recorded crime right across the country. Piece by Paul Williams in the front of the paper this morning. Empty streets, closed businesses, increased numbers of Gardaí out and about have now reported some crimes dropping sharply in the past fortnight. The number of burglaries, for instance, has plummeted across the country, with some rural divisions reporting actually no offences at all taking place in the previous 24 hours. And this is for the first time in years. There's a full report and a breakdown of all the different offences inside page 12 of the Irish Independent 2 this morning. To some of the other stories though, interesting report, you may have heard it there in the news a few moments ago, on the front of the Irish Examiner today. It's about the perception of ability encouraging the uptake of sport. This is children now more likely to get involved in sport if they believe in their ability that they can adapt, and if you think you can, then you can change attitude. This is a growing number of lacking basic movement skills, new research showing that encouraging children's perceptions about their ability is as important as developing the skills themselves. This is according to the study by Dublin City University, showing that fostering children's belief in their own abilities could also be key to promoting long-term involvement in sport. And the researchers investigated whether movement competency, a combination of skills and perceived competence, promotes long-term physical activity. They surveyed 900 children at schools across the country. The study examined their physical self ability and various different deficiencies, and they found that kids are more likely to overcome obstacles to physical activity and to see them as something to overcome by increasing their effort when their PSE is higher. And there's more on that story, that survey, inside the Irish Examiner 2 today. Also a couple of the other interesting stories inside the papers this morning. Interesting piece, page 15 of the Sun today. This is €250,000 to teach TDs about mindfulness. Mindfulness and vegan classes were among over 290 training programmes offered in Leinster House over the last 15 months. The courses cost €250,000 last year. They provided services for deputies, senators and their political staff, as well as civil servants in the Oireachtas. Irish Sign Language, Irish Language, French Language classes all offered as a matter of routine, and they were open to politicians and Oireachtas employees and political staff. And the pre-retirement planning was also organised for 7 TDs and senators in February, just 3 days after the election ended their political careers, and 8-week mindfulness also courses for members, and members and courses were offered to the politicians starting in January to September of last year. A spokeswoman for the Oireachtas quoted in The Sun this morning saying the training and development unit provides a wide range of learning and development opportunities to staff members of both houses and also the political staff. And just finally, also inside the papers too this morning, interesting story about the It Matters to Chatter is the headline. Well-off children do better in the classroom because they are chattier, according to new research. Their superior language skills in nursery were found to equip them for better learning, and they go on to achieve more than less chatty children, and the gap widens the older that they become, according to this new research. The findings come from a survey of the school lives of nearly 700 children by the University of York in the UK, and Professor Sophie Van Stum, who carried out the research, said the under fives learning at home is really important to their chances of later academic success. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.